Let's open the Gemara and Chof Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the Minik HaOlam and Gadol was that they relied on three Tanaim regarding three Kumis. The Gemara is going to list off the three different Kumis. Here it's let's see, the line, yeah, the line ends with the word Omar, the next one, where it says Kula Kuf Lamed Vav. It's about the tenth, very wide, the tenth wide line. And the line begins with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Omar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Amayla, who lives in Gavra, says that in Gavra, no Gavra, Kahani Tlatsoni. The meaning of them is that they relied on these three old Tanoim, who have three Kuvans. The first Kuvan is Kirebi Loi, Bereshus Hagez. We'll do each one separately. The second Kula is Rav Yoshia by Tulaim, and the third Kula is Rav Yudah Ben Asher by Divitur. So we'll do one at a time. Rav Yoshia by Reish Tagez is Azari. In the Chumash, we have different mitzvahs that are mitzvahs of Leah's birth. You have Chumash, the Maizvahs, the Shmita, the Yoyz, the Molech, and Shikro Fei. These are the agricultural mitzvahs. So that's obvious that they're only a Chala, 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 has to do with things. And that's obvious in the Chumash, that a Chodesh Charka, mitzvah of Leah's birth, ain't an agricultural birth, and it doesn't apply to this Lord. And sometimes with the Rabbon and the Chachamim on the Shachan, you should observe the Chutzpah. So on the Shachan, Shumas and Maitre is with the Rabbon and then Bravo. I wrote to have Smukh of Lerikot, I have Shumas and Maitre and the Rabbon. What about the Shittas and Tum and Shaita and Medusa and everything else? It's the Chodesh Saguf. Chodesh Gabri of Naheg is Ben Boris, Ben Chutzpah. It's not to be restricted up to Eretz Yisrael. But this Tana Rav Yoshia has a Shittah, Reish and Saguf, Reish and Saguf, and Nitzvah and Chumash. It says in the Torah that if a farmer has sheep and he shears off the wool from the sheep and he has a certain amount, the Mishnah has there's a parish, Reish Tagez, in the end of Masech HaSkun. And he shears off, he has at least 5 sheep. And he shears off a certain minimum amount of wool, last time he has 2 ounces of wool. He has just a couple of pounds of wool, then he's obligated to give a certain amount, a certain minimum amount to the Kohala. It's one of the Chof Dalet Masech HaSkun. And look, Misha, special Matthew's good, it's anyone in the flesh, picking up and helping Misha either, it just gives the money to the Kohanim. So this also, like Zorla Chayyam Rakim, it also has that Misha. And the Shef, Korban, is in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shef, the Shlom, is in the Beis HaMikdash, they give the Chaz of the Shef to the Kohanim. The Pilot meets the Flesh, and he gives the Chaz of the Shef to the Kohanim. And when the Shef, the Behem HaSkulim, in America, by Narek Yisrael Rebetz, there's no Din of Chaz of the Shef, but there is a Din of Zorla Chayyam Rakim, they have to give 3 parts of the Flesh, to the Quran. So there is a machlokes hatanoim regarding Reishis Hagez. Reishis Hagez is not an agricultural mitzvah. It has to do with the farmer has a farm with the Haman. But it's not kind of akashra. It's not agricultural in the sense that it has nothing to do with the ground. You can be the same farmer in New York or the same farmer in California. So Mecheres should apply the same words, same chutzlars. So there's one Tana, Rav Yoshia, who's of the opinion, Rabbi Lois. Rabbi Loi the Reishis Hagez, Rabbi Loi Yomer, Rabbi Loi's opinion is Reishis Hagez, Ein Anoi Gelobo Oris. The Mishnah says, in Yudin, a pair of Reishis Hagez, and Chumen, it says, Reishis Hagez, Mahag is Ben Oris, Ben Chutzler. And it's right, of course, this time, Rabbi Loi, who disagrees with the Mishnah, he holds that it doesn't apply. Because normally, if you have a Matlaik Yisatana, you should say Yochet to Rabbim, a lot of the Rabbim to the Din should be like the Mishnah, and not only that, it's the Chalochet Yisam Mishnah, it's the Chasam Mishnah and Chumen, it doesn't have any Matlaik. It just says a statement, Reish Tagez Mahag is Ben Oris, Ben Chutzlor. The pastor should be the din is like the Mishnah. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that the Minigolim is that we don't follow that Mishnah. Minigolim is. But yeah, the Minigolim that we don't like sin, we don't fulfill seasons, we don't die. We're in the Minigolim. But here the Minigolim, there is a Machlokes Satanos. And Minigolim is only a Chutzlor. So Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the Chutzlor, it's in Bava. So it says in Eretz Yisrael, apparently the Jews who lived there did give Reish Tagez. The Chutzlor, the true Mahid, he didn't give Reish Tagez. This is obviously the Minigolim is that we accept that Shittas HaYochid of the Tana, Rabbi Loi holds that Reishis Hagez, based on Sukkim, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael and it doesn't apply to Chutzlar. We're not farmers, so this, we don't have any Reishis Hagez, but it's Nagir to us, to draw the Chayayim B'Hakevor. That's how Rashi writes. Rashi has a Machlokes with Seifus and Eir Lechulin, the Terek Reishis Hagez. The Rashi Shittas at this Tana, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loi, the Tzukim, I don't remember now, the Tzukim there, Masech Eskun, Tzak Reish Tagez, that Rabbi Loi learned that from is, he has the Pasuk, that he learns that, Reish Tagez, it's from the Shavet to Zolach HaYayim HaKeva. Then he has the Pasuk, Zolach HaYayim HaKeva, it's submit to Tzak Reish Bar. So the Tzukim seems to imply that this is the same as that, and A is equal to B, B is equal to C. everything is only like boys, not because of the Rashi says once you have no gamma, if the nigrahim is that you don't give versus again chutzpah, so that explains also the nigrahim that we don't give the halacha yayin arkeva chutzpah. And so is supposed to give if you have a shutzah akum, you're not chayiv in halacha yayin arkeva. Or if you have a shutzah koyin, think of the kohanim are not mechuyis. If you have a shutzah koyanim, and it's slaughterhouse also you're not mechuyis. Zralach Yayin Arkeva, you give the whole thing. The whole Zralach Yayin Arkeva. The Mishnah Targeres, it's not one.
No.
The Mishnah tells you a minimum of value that it has to have. A minimum of wool that you can make a little sweater out of. Make a woolen sweater. I think it's a shear and wool. I don't think it's a ratio. I don't remember the deal. The Rashi says in Chulin, that since the Rashi's Hagez of this time is learned out from Zolach HaYayim HaKeva, which in turn is learned out from Shemus and Mises, so that means that all of them are only like Boris and not Bukhut Boris. And so he disagrees with Rashi and says that it's not true. So Yafusa purposes he connects a Yafusa that it's only like Boris and not Bukhut Boris, so he learns that Rashi's Hagez of Zolach HaYayim HaKeva, which is connected. But he says, Zolach HaYayim HaKeva, he never said that that's only like Boris and not Bukhut Boris. So then Tosis claims there never was a Machloikis and it's not true. And there's no reason in the world why we in Chutzpah should not observe the dinim of Zralach HaYayim HaKeva.
You should
bring from the Gaon that they try all the dinim of Zralach HaKeva. He especially brought it to Hayim. That's what the Tunim writes on that. Also contemporary. The Rebbe Yenis and Ebi should write in the Tunim that they're told Chassidim and Shemaitre. I'm not in the meat business. They want to fulfill all of the mitzvahs of Terech Chosh, want to be lifetime to fulfill the mitzvahs of Terech. So they would buy specially at the Haim and have a sheikh of Shechter in order that they should fulfill the mitzvah of Zralach HaYayim HaKeva. And Yosef Rashi sheet is that if not like a chutzlar, that he used to send money to Eretz Yisrael. He used to send someone who's going to Eretz Yisrael, they would send money to do me a favor, buy the Haim and have a sheikh of Shechter at the Haim and then whatever, sell it, like. And then fulfill just in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zralach HaYayim HaKeva for sure, but there is not because chutzlar is Rashi holding up with you. Based on this standard. So now it's just all you mechuyis. For the two,
you need to put them in. You can each pray for them as private.
Yeah. There's no kedusha. There's mamon kayan. You have to give it to the kohen. Once you give it, he can either give it back to you, as you can eat it also. But it is mamon kayan. That's what the Tumim, what's the safe on your day? The crazy place. The Tumim is that they have the Edison safe on Chesh and Ishpah. And I know in your day it's called the crazy place. And the crazy place, he has a chulpan about that cash. But how can, what good is it that is minig, the Chassidim and Shemaiter, not talking about Chassidim, Shechidim. If Chassidim and Shemaiter had a minig, that was the time that the Chassidim was just beginning. He didn't know yet done that. So he says that they had, that the Anshin Meister, the Jimadak Nikris, and Monetary Disturbate, Takashia, and they would appoint a shliach to buy the Hamas, and he quotes Akasha that Makshim Ha'ilam, that Milsa Dehil Lamatiyo, the Shaliach, Shal Mati Mashi. The guy lived in Poland, and I can't fulfill the mitzvah here, because it's good for us. How can I make a shliach to go to Israel, and buy the Hamas in Shechting, fulfill the mitzvah, you know, I am not able? So that's what the Edison Hamas is right here. It's not Akasha at all. Not Akasha at all, he is. He's not Milsa Dehil Lamatiyo, he's a girl, he's an engine. He's not interested in moving there. So it's not a thing that the governor who lives in the chutzpah, if you don't have an Israeli passport, if you don't have an Israeli citizenship papers, that you're not chayiv in Zralach HaYayim HaKeva. No, it's a din. The aim is that geshachten in the chutzpah, you actually learn shot in this time, that there's no mitzvah. The aim is geshachten in Israel, there is a mitzvah. So just because you personally live in chutzpah means that you're a lam bar for yukar? No. If you own a behem in Eretz Yisrael, it's geshachten in Israel, it'll be a chiyuv of Zralach HaYayim HaKeva. That's the place here, I suppose, I have a question. So that's the first, the mini-garlem. The mini-garlem is that in Eretz Yisrael, they would give Zralach HaYayim HaKeva Reish HaGez, and in Bavel, they didn't. So it's only a moment that's not luck, that we talk about it.
No,
they stamp it as a mission in the Tyrant Court.
I don't know, this is a big problem. How can it be? What do you mean the mini-girl in this country? That's what we mentioned last week. I don't exactly understand it at all. The Rambam writes in the Hadronis of Yara Kazakir, the why is it that the Talmud bodily is violently because he goes with Miskabel by Polyshore. And Moshe has this tshuva where he quotes the Gemara and Terek with his Chalitza at the end of the Ivanus. The Gemara has a shayla about which shoes are acceptable for Chalitza, soft leather, hard leather, sandal versus a manual. So the Gemara says our meaning is one way. Even though Eliyahu HaNavi will come and say against the practice, we won't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. Shikvanavu ha'am b'sando. The name of Eilam is Kaveh Adalah. That's what Moshe says about dimension. That's why I'm going to Nerkos. The name of Eilam is, like the Rambam, that Kvanam are forbidden to raise them in the Talmud Lamation, even though the writer holds that that it may be permissible to Zman HaTzev HaKam, because it's name anyway. We have no Eich of Torah, so they have no opportunity to be in the Torah, so it's not really much of Tumas and Masaj. He's not really doing anything terrible. He's telling me anyway, and it's going to take him a long, long time to get to her anyway. So what does he do? He says, you're right, because the Midrash clearly is like the Rambam. We know all Kohanim are very mocked about this man of Rambam. Because even if you're young, nobody will come and say, he's got to lie, but we won't listen to him. The Mina Garland was Kaveh, what the Dinamo. The Mina Garland was the final judge, yes. Yes. Like Hillel said, it made him the game, but ain't it being there. Hillel had the shadow, and that faith of the quality of the Shabbos, they passed him the dinner that the Shechita is the Shabbos. Then they have the Havik to carry the knife. But he said he doesn't know. Made him the dream, but ain't it being there, let them figure it out. So you saw the way they all stuck the knives in the wool of the Behemoth, and the Behemoth was carrying it. There was no air in Yerushalayim at that time. That's what Rashi said. The air was all down. The wall fell down from it. There was no air at that time. Normally it can happen there. So at that time it had the status, Shlana had the status like a camel. But Hillel said, oh, they're doing the right thing. Because it's the only Kalach HaYad, and it's only the Behemoth, not a person, it's only a Karmel, it's a combination of all these things that are abundant, so we're not convinced it's Musa. But apparently there is such a concept, that the Shechum and Eden, who observe all of this Shatari, are the ones who decide,
yes.
Even though there never was an official vote, but the influence of it.
I don't know.
That's what Achronim called this Gemara, but no Gamma would be expect the Chodesh. But there is a Machlokes Satanayim, whether Chodesh, Bukhut Flores, is it in the right, is in the Abonim. The Pasuk says, Shalach L'Kol Kam L'Sot, L'Aretz HaMayam HaZeh, HaRavech M'Zom HaKum Tenet, says, B'Chom HaShu says, so the simple meaning of Chom HaShu is that it's loose Vuhet, the grain that grows after Pesach, you're not permitted to eat till next Pesach, you need to bring the carbon aimer until there's no carbon aimer until it comes the first day Chalmai. So the Pasuk Shat is Chom HaShu says, from all over the world. And one time it says, no, that Chom HaShu says, I mean, there it's Yisrael. So the Yisrael of Kaddish, Minasera is only an Eretz Yisrael, so it's one of the Rabbanah, it's not Minasera. So the Pasuk, the Pesach in the Mishnah seems to be that it's not Yisrael, not Yisrael, not Yisrael. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. And the Lidigar Lameh always was, and in Europe they always ate Kaddish. The people ate Kaddish. So in the days of the Ramah, they ate Kaddish, there was a sex baker. They weren't sure that it was Kaddish. So there was a Tashraka in the days of the Rosh. The Ramah caught in the Chibas of Rosh, well, not the end of the day, it's in the secure. But in the days of the Rosh, there was a sex baker for the amount of the Kaddish. But already in later generations, there was no sex baker. They were eating Vadai Kaddish. They saw that the growing plants had to pay itself, and they were eating it. It was Vadai Kaddish, it was the Hezah. So they assumed that there's a hefe. What's exactly the hefe? That's one of the hefe, right. The Be'er HaGoyla on the side of the Yeridei and Hilchos Kaddish flips that in the back. The back says the hefe. The Kaddish is known, the chutzlar is only to show Yisrael, it's a Jewish farmer. And the Grey Shafarmer, the Islam is owned by Grey, so there's no Israel Kaddish at all. I Taisa says Natsa, the Taisa and Ashana, Daki Gimel, Taisa quotes Yerushalmi on the Mishnah Kiddushin, the end of the first Kiddushin, so Taisa quotes Yerushalmi and Taisa says there's some merit in the Mishnah we can infer, we can imply that Kaddish even applies to Chutzlar, even the Shalmati. So the Baptist agrees with Yishan, the Baptist agrees with Tate.
Very true.
So the only one has a comment there. And the Be'er HaGadol was his great-grandfather. The Be'er HaGadol on the side of the Shulchan Aruch has his great-grandfather. And if you look in the Be'er HaGadol on Shulchan Aruch, he assumes that you're reading the Be'er HaGadol. He doesn't give all the Ma'amah Kaila. He assumes that you're reading the Be'er HaGadol, and then if there's a Ma'amah Kaila on the next line is missing, so sometimes he'll write Shon. Shon means the previous Ma'amah Kaila. And the first Ma'amah Kaila in the Be'er HaGadol is Shon. Where is it Shon? He's not referring to what he wrote at the end of the previous sermon. The previous sermon was a totally different topic. Shon means the Be'er HaGadol. It says so in the Habzamah to the Be'er HaGadol. It's children right. But that's the way he wrote the Be'er HaGadol. He's basing it on, he's assuming that you're reading the Be'er HaGadol with his Be'er HaGadol. It goes together in his, that was his great-grandfather. So he writes on this comment that the Be'er HaGadol says in the fact that Chodesh doesn't apply to Chutzlar, the Shon Rachman. So he attacks him and he writes, Yasa Hasala Hashtika. He should have not said anything. It's wrong. Totally wrong. He attacks him. It's totally wrong. So the Minigodim is Lahakhel and the Chodesh Bukhutzah is most people. In every generation there were always Tzadikim who were very Makhin on the Chodesh. Zahari was Makhin on the Chodesh. Chayim, yeah. Others were Makhin on Chodesh. But the Hamaynam, most of the Rabbanim make Chodesh. What is the Hetzah? The Hetzah was that we assume the Chodesh Bukhutzah is only the Rabbanim. Since it's only the Rabbanon, so it was only instituted by Rosh Hashanah for Eretz Yisrael. As soon as the Mitzvah is the Rabbanon, only by those countries which border on Eretz Yisrael, the border countries that are far away, and they never instituted the Chumash and the Rabbanon, not for Shulam Samaitis, not for Chodesh. Mm-hmm. The question is that the whole thing is so shaky, how can it be that the, what do you mean, a Hesed based on the assumption that Chodesh B'chutzal is only the Rabbanon, but the Stam Mishnah says that Chodesh B'chutzal is the Eretz Yisrael? That's what a few Acharim write, that's the no gama. Like Argumah says, the Minig Olam is Koveya, that we pass from like the Shita Sayachid. Even though the Rishonim say the Eretz Nasa, the Rishonim say the Rambam, the Rishonim say the Chodesh B'chutz La'aretz is the right. But the Minig Olam is not so. Like Argumah, very strange. That's the first Minig Olam. The Minig Olam is like Rabbi Loi, by Reish and Fagez, and Rashi has done also by Zohar L'Chayayim Arkei. The second minute garland is like Rabbi Yeshia regarding Kilayim. Regarding Kilayim, well, there's Kilayim of Shatz and there's one thing about the Shatz and then Kilayim the Amy and I'll let a Mikah. And I'll let a Mikah to eat my Ziyah to cross Bina and not to minute the clouds. All the Lachah was to it to have them pull a wagon, to have a look at a horse and a donkey, pull a buggy. That's the Mikah of Kilayim also. Because we're not talking about that. He was talking about planting Kilayim. So what's the din of planting Kalayim? The Gemara has that there are three kinds of Kalayim. There's Kloy Ilanos, and there's Kloy Ilanos, and there's Kloy Hakerim. Kloy Ilanos means you're not permitted, you're permitted to plant one tree next to the other. There's no sure. You're not permitted to grant. You take a branch from an apple tree to put onto an orange tree, and to have the pears come out, a mix of the two, a blend of the two, that's an issue of the right, the same Gemara, same Chutzpah. And the Gemara even says in Sanhedrin that that's an issue of even for Bnei Noach. That's how the Rambam calls, that's how the Shulchan Aruch calls, and it's forbidden even for Goyim. Even though it's not included in the Shevin, which has been enough, so the Gemara says the Shevin, which has been enough, it's enough to violate the Chai Misa. And then there are a couple of other miscellaneous prohibitions that it's enough to violate, it's not Chai Misa, but it is prohibited for him to violate it. So the Gemara has that one of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch calls, that one of them is Kiloi Ho'ilam.
Lemons and
oranges, the Chazanish has a topic, maybe it's Muslim. Maybe we should consider all citrus fruits as one mint. This topic about
that. Apples and apples, you allow to.
Yeah, it's all the same. If it's the same name, but it's a slight variation, then it's Muslim. That's Muslim, but if it's two different mints. And the Mishnahs have a lot of details. One is a one mint, one is a two mint. Elon Tzurak. An Elon Tzurak from Minnesota. Let's say the Mishnah has an Elon Tzurak with an Elon Michael. Is also an Issa Deraita of Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Because the pairs are more anyway, so it's not the day on the pair.
No, no, but one might have thought that it's not changing it. If it doesn't keep up any payments at all, one might have thought that it's not that it's not a min trick. It doesn't count. So the Mishnah says that it's not. That was the, that's the Shaila with the Atroigim. Some say Atroigim, Atroigim HaMurkavim. When they used to make Atroigim HaMurkavim, most of the time they wouldn't graft the Esther tree with the lemon tree. They would graft it with, an Elon track. With a tree that doesn't give any favors. And the whole purpose of making the hardcover was that the Esther tree should be stronger, that it should give off favors earlier, because usually the Esther tree doesn't give favors for a few years. But if you graft it with an Elon track, then it will, the tree will be stronger, it will give off favors earlier. So it will be, it's not really, I can't really say that the Esther Hamurkav is possible because it's not fully a min Esther. Why is it not a min Esther? It wasn't blended with another min. It was just blended with an Elon Tzurak. If it's blended with a lemon, they can say it's not fully a min Esther. It's a different min. If it's blended with an Elon Tzurak, what could be wrong? So the early Tzurakim originally said, the Lepush was the first one I think who said that it's no good. He said it's no good because of this Tzurak, and I'm fine. He said that even though the people who do the grafting are Nachrim, but he says the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch taught him that even the Neirach HaTor, he did it to do HaKovah, he won her, even Chutzpah, and even the Neirach, but since they have this Esrigan work of as a product of an Aveira, the truth, Mutabachim is Mutabano, but you're not allowed to use it for a mitzvah. That's why it's a mitzvah of Aveira.
Isn't
the
mitzvah when you eat a fruit, you make a bruch in the top of it?
Look at the white classic, the youngest of this over there has more similarity than the dress. It shouldn't apply to this case today. That's what the Rishida today, they say that that's the Rishida over there, they would never be out of existence. But that's the Lavushi was like that. He was the first one who passed over, and that's what I'm working on, and he said, that's why. Because the Rishida over there. Anyway, so that's one kind of kilayim. That's how Kavas Ilan is. If he grabbed one branch from one tree onto another tree, even an Elon Tzurak with an Elon Michael, so the Mishnah say that that's also on Issa Deraita, how Kavas Ilan. Igmar has a pasuk. Igmar is Sanhedrin, and Zion. So a pasuk
would
have fun.
It wouldn't be yotzu with an ephesus. Igmar
has a pasuk.
According to the Bush, it wouldn't be yotzu with an ephesus.
That's what he says. An ephesus is a mook of his no good. Let's talk about this. And then in addition to our prophecy knowledge that applies even to chutzpah in Aperia, Igmar has there are another two kinds of kilayim that only apply in Aperia's Eretzisot. One is kiloy Zerayim and one is kiloy Hashem. What do I mean? Some if you're planting different seeds near each other. So that's an Issa Deraita, that's an Issa Deraita to plant in an Eretz Yisrael. But if you planted it to the other, it would be Mutabachila and Mutabano. And then there's another kind of line, Kloi Haker, that if you plant grapes, next grain, next to wheat, or next to other things, so not only is it an Issa Deraita to plant it, but even to the other, it will be Mutabachila Ubano. So then I tell you, these two prohibitions only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Kloi Haker and the Kloi Israel, if he is an Issa to plant it, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanon, the Gemara says in the first Eretz Yisrael, they introduce the Issa of Kloi Haker and Tuchotlois, and they never made the Issa of Kloi Israel to Tuchotlois. The Gemara says there's no Chumna with the Rabbanon to observe Kloi Israel to Tuchotlois. Why? Why would they more Machna with the Rabbanon by Kloi Haker than by Kloi Israel? So the Gemara says, well, the Torah itself is more machmir, because the Torah says that the yevet, if you planted it, the kloy hacher marot to bachil ba'amor, you have to burn it. The kloy is joined to the yevet amutzer. So you see that on the level of the right, this is obviously mocham. They're not. On the level of the Rabbanon also, this is mocham. So they were machmir on, they were machmir to ask the kloy hacher marotzer, and they never asked the kloy hacher marotzer. I'm shy of exactly what's the rationale. But still, if they're introducing everything to chutzlar, then why shouldn't they, just because it's cow? It's only made it chassidish. It's a real Issa Deraita. You like it if you do it in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Rashi learns on that Gemara. Rashi learns that Kloy Zerayim is only the Rabbanon and Eretz Yisrael Gufa. Kloy Zerayim doesn't exist on a level of Deraita. It says Tzadkal, it's Issa Deraita, it means Kloy Akeret. There's no such thing as Kloy Zerayim in Akeret.
So then you understand it. It's so good to tell that bottom. But it could be on top there, like there. You're not going to be good to put on top of the rest as well. If it has to sell good to tell that bottom. But Tyson disagrees with that Russian. He says, you can't talk about that bottom in the Kunish. He says, Kama Kholos is the Kwan, then the top Kholos is the Kwan. You can't tell me that Kama is the same as top Kholos. It's two different shooters. Love all the Shnei Lavin. If you get double Malkus, that's the whole thing. You get double Malkus, you can play Kaya Kerem. The Tyson says that Rashi is wrong. The Gemara says that the Tosuf Shat Gemara, that they're both in Eretz Yisrael, they're both in Eretz Yisrael, right, so this is Muhammad and this. So the one that's Muhammad, they introduced the Chutzpah, the one that's less common, they didn't introduce the Chutzpah. Right, are they expecting them
off?
Oh, so that's the Rambam in Tosis, here on the side of the Gemara, that's how you're looking at a few Tosis. Tosis in the Rambam puts in the Yishami like that. You're permitted to plant one tree right next to the other. You don't need any halakha whatsoever. Let's say an apple tree next to a pear tree, next to a plum tree. There's no violation at all of kalayim by planting trees. The only time there's a violation, because there's no nikkur, the trees are different. The only time there's a violation of kalayim is if it's growing, if it's vegetables that grow on the ground, then there's a nikkur. Then there's a nikkur. So that's what the Gemara has. The Gemara has this machlokes of Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan. The machlokes of Talan, when do you violate kalay hakera? So the Pashuk Shat is like this. When do you violate kalay hakera? If you plant, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, plant potatoes next to tomatoes. You plant one next to the other. Or you plant wheat next to barley. You plant two meaning, one next to the other. You didn't have any hachotas. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa in kloy brush. So what's kloy hakera? If you plant the vine, the grapes, near the vegetables or near the wheat. You have two minim, any two minim. Hey, Klein, why should anybody think that you need three minim to create Klein? If you have two minim, it's two minim, it's a very fine. So come this time, Rabbi Yoshia, and he passed to his mantra, that the only time to Rabbi Yoshia be Kilayim, Kilayim, the Kama for Kilayim, there's an issue not to plant, so I can, there's an issue even to the other. If you planted it, it's not about him about knowing it comes later. But he's only talking when he gets to the issue to plant it. The Issa derives that you're not allowed to plant for Loya Karim, Zakir of Yoshua in there. The Yoga Mena Chayy is not Chayyid Malkis for the Abera planting Kalaye HaKerem, unless you do the following. That she is Rechita, this Sarah, this Harrison, the Matarlis Yad. You have to plant all three seeds together. A seed of wheat and a seed of barley and a seed of Harrison is a grape tree. The grape tree. You have to throw all three in together. Into the ground. And my brother said, you have all three in your hand, you throw all three together. Without Sachan, then you're like it. Why does he insist that you have to have all three? So that's what they call on the side. They write in Kedushin on Daf. On the left-hand side of the Daf, they have a long bracket there. So they write Rashi in Kedushin Daf Lama that says, time is Rabbi Yoshia Lari Daina. He doesn't know what it's based on. Why should Rabbi Yoshia insist that it's only a violation of Klein if you have three? Normally Klein is two. So what does it over here, three? And the Taisu is like Taisu's Kiddushin, the Taisu's Mechonis, Taisu Mechulun. Taisu says, like this, great, do you think it's going to be great? So vine, even though it's not exactly, it doesn't grow like a tree, it can't climb up on a grapevine, it's a different kind of a tree, but I'll convince it's a tree, so it's like great. And we know the law is that you're permitted to plant a grape, you're permitted to plant an apple tree next to an orange tree. The trees, the Rambam writes, based on Yisham, it says the Rambam writes. There's no issue of Kalayim planting one next to the other. The only violation of Kalayim would be by HaKodah. If you grant, if you break off a branch and you attach it to the other kind of a tree, it would be 2 meters. But just to plant one near the other, that's not an issue of Kalayim. So you're going to plant... That's mutala hatzila, right. That's mutala hatzila to plant an apple tree in the middle of the carrot. So how can the Torah say, Rabbi Yoshi's bothered? How can the Torah say that he's in Israel? So I care him. If you have a grapevine growing near the wheat or the wheat, but the trees are never mysterious with anything else, it creates life. The Rabbi Yoshi, the other time, says, well, this is the exception to the rule. If you have a tree next to a tree, it's not. If you have a tree next to some other grain or vegetable, it is. That's exactly what Kalei HaKerem is. And Rabbi Yoshi says, no, that a tree is never the start of anything else to make a lot. So how do you have Kalei HaKerem? A vine is a tree.
Yeah, but
trees,
apples,
and that's Mitzvah Chatzila. The Hakan the Torah of Yeshua is God. The Hakan the Torah telling you not to plant a vine next to the wheat. But a vine is a tree, and a tree is never misstarved with anything could constitute kilayim. So the other Tana says, go back to what it says in the Tosfos. It says, great, there's an exception to the rule. So Yoshi says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is like this. If you have a stutter that's planted to kilayim, dying with your chitin in Sorin, then wheat and barley growing, so it's already climbed up and climbed to while you're growing, and then you grow red spears, so you elevate the level of the climb to a higher level. You convert it from climbing growing into climbing. And then it'll be Asa Bachila Bano. Asa Bachila Bano, it'll be even if it wasn't about Pelos Yad, even if you didn't grow it in together. The Gemara and the Mishnah stuff like that. Let's say you had a flower pot, an artist, not the way. Either you have grapes growing or you have wheat growing. And then you have a field where you have the opposite growing. You have one or the other. And then you put this flower pot and you move it in. So even though this was planted there, so that was planted there. And then you move the one in later on. But then if it grows long enough, then it'll become Osabano. Enough to become Osabano, you don't have to have wire language issues. Right, as long as it's grown together, it becomes Osabano. Let's say you had a fence separating the grain from the grapes. And the fence fell down by itself, even the fence fell down by itself, the animals knocked it down. So nobody, no human being violated any issue at all in planting any climb. But still, you have climb growing together, it's Nicolay. And the bottom, and the farmer doesn't care if it's not Nicolay, if he doesn't know about it, or if he knows about it and he says that he's going to fix it as soon as he has an opportunity in another couple of hours tomorrow, then it also doesn't become climb. But if it's Yaishame, he doesn't care. But then Halacha declares that it becomes Kalan or Kalan Delta Bachil about known stone cases. You know, nobody violated the Yisra plant. Rabbi Yoshi is just saying about the Loike. You're only Chayit Malkus for your violation of plant and Kalayim if you plant all three together. The rest of the Hezbollah says, Rabbi Yoshi is half a clause that the Pshat and the Chumash of the whole institution of Kaya Karen cannot mean that a vine with a Tzuwe is the start from Yachad to create Kalayim. A vine is a Hatri and trees are Aymed just Me'atzmai. It can't be mixed up with anything to make one. So unless you have Chito, the Seira, or any two other meaning that creates, and Lambda Chito, anything meaning that creates Kloi. Kloi, and Kloi's run is their right, and not like Rashi. Rashi, you should tell the whole that Kloi's run doesn't exist in that Seira. And they tell the whole that it is Kloi's run in that Seira, in Eretz Yisrael. They were never told in a good Kloi. So it is Kloi's run already, and then the Seira says, that if you plant there, if you have a vine growing in the area that the Kloi's run, not only is the Kloi not received in Kloi Akem, so you'll be allergic twice to the plant. You'll be allergic once you're planting in South Kloi Zizek Kloi, and once the Karma Kloi Zizek Kloi, so it'll be a double mark. And everything else has a big problem.
Yeah.
And everything else you have to buy with a Hasgata, from the Rabbanut, or think about that, whatever. Yeah, to make sure that it's not Kloi Akem. Absolutely. The Shai is a good floor as well. The Mishnah says that the Rabbanut instituted Kloi is even a good floor. How can you buy grapes in a good floor? Maybe it's Kloi Akem. A good floor is also a salted to plant it and salted to eat it. Even if a good floor is salted to eat it. How can you buy your wheat? How can you buy Cheerios? How can you buy anything? Maybe it was growing near grapes. So that's what the Mishnah says.
You make wine from it, Yosef.
Right, everything with the wine will be also everything. Not everything can be flesh and fish and milk cannot be Kloi Hashem. But anything that grows in the ground can be Kloi Hashem. So how can you buy anything? So the saving grace is that the Mishnah says since it's only without bottom, so they said that stuff is Kloi Mechut Kloi Hashem. Which drive the truck and they deliver it, I'm not fooling them, that they're not taking it from a different keeper and saying they're taking it from that keeper. That has happened. But in a certain part, some of them are no grapes, they're no grapes. But that's from the places that grapes do grow. So the places where they do grow, sometimes it is climb, sometimes it is a hashash climb.
99.9, you don't find that they climb to any.
Could be attentive, okay. But still, you have to be in the sake and make sure that Bam is usually assumed to be because the Rambam created a world that's pretty good.
The Rambam
wants us to improve on certain things, but not on everything. There are certain things that he made and he did. A lot of people in our generation hold that we can improve on everything. We can improve on the Torah, on the Gemara, on the Hashkafa. We can redo the whole religion from top to bottom. We can package everything differently. So the Rambam said most of the things are good the way they are. And even a couple of things for us that we should improve. Like the Medrash says that so the truth is, that if the Rambam created that such a wonderful world, so why did the Jews? Why did the Jews do it this meanwhile? What's wrong? The Rambam created the human body, so leave it the way it is. What are you? You're improving on the Rambam's world. So he says, why don't you eat grain the way it grows from the tree? Why do you grind it up and make flour? Why do you make bread? Why do you make cake and cookies? Aren't you eating the way it is? So the answer is, there's something the Rambam made that's very complete. That he wants us to be Muslims. It's the same as the Brit Mila. He told us that it's incomplete and he wants us to be Muslims. But it doesn't mean that everything in the world is incomplete, that we have to touch up everything. There's some people who go, attitude. Everything is incomplete. The whole religion is incomplete. We have to touch up everything. The whole Ashkot and all the healing and all the Shachanarot and all the Gemara.
Why can't you go and use a boost of wolf, for example, buying vegetables or grapes, that they boost of wolf that don't have crying?
Can you go back to life?
I don't know.
The din is that sometimes the din is when it's actually levar there. Sometimes you can din levar easily. You go to a store and you buy something else. Which kibbutz did it come from? You call up and they tell you, oh, that kibbutz they came to us. If it's actually levar of the cow, so then you have to din levar.
Oh, I just completely buy from me.
They don't buy from them. No,
that's what I do. The carcass kabua, but once they cut it off in the ground, I don't know if they're
stored in one warehouse. Is a climb by hydroponics. That would be like chutzpah. Hydroponics, like chutzpah. Hydroponics is not held in
only water.
It's not held in any earth at all. But then you have to be in a chutzpah. But if you have, but sometimes you have hydroponics with no earth, with no soil at all. I don't know. That's what they're working on now, all these
scientific halacha. They had
Once you detach it from the ground, it's considered no longer a that's the shadow. We have a minig that when a person dies, the shach quotes the minig that you take a packet of up a person, you put it on the eyes and different parts of the body. The achayuneske doesn't make any sense. Once you detach the earth from the ground, the earth, it's not offered earth to soil anymore. Offer Eretz Yisrael, but it says that they put on the nation, that when they took the nation from Bavel, they took their righteous Eretz Yisrael. So before they would bury him, they would open up the urn, they would take a little offer from Eretz Yisrael and throw it on top of the body, then they would close up the urn and put the urn in the ground. That's when you're burying in Eretz Yisrael, so they offer Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael.
That's when you're burying
it in the offer. So the Russian of the Pasuk is the Sipur Admas. You want to have the abdomen touching the body. Offer after that, offer tashi, you want to have a little offer on the body, not literally on the body. Okay. Right? Then there's no problem. But those who used to bury, look at that, that Yerushalmi said, that says that they took offer from Eretz Yisrael, they put on the body, that's when he's buried. They took an urn from Chutzlor, it's buried to Israel, so they would open the urn, put a little offer, and close the urn again, not have offer on the body. But still, that's our meaning. The shach quotes on the other day. Our meaning is that we take off of merit to throw and we put it on the body from chutzpah. Even though it doesn't really make so much sense, al pi halacha. Hargosha. But the Yavah Shaykh says this one. The Gemara has the three minhagim. That the meaning is like Rabbi Yoshia. That we hold that there's no prohibition, there's no iser. If you plant chit of a chartzon, a throne of a chartzon, there's no iser to plant it. Some Hashem say there's no iser to plant it, but it will still be out of our law. Rabbi Yoshi is only talking about the Easter planting. The Easter Hanoh, with the Easter planting, and I told you that you can have a heck of things I planted one in over here, one in over here, and the fence fell down later. So nobody violated the Easter planting client, but still, once the fence falls down and the Balabas doesn't share, so Mishai Shemen of Lagodra so becomes quite. So you see, you can have the Easter to eat it, you can have the Easter to eat it even though there was no favor. So over here, the Rash, on Mishnah, if the client talked about that. Yes, either a certain distance away, or if you have a fence. If you have a fence, then you can plant each one up until the fence. But let's say you didn't have the distance, but you had a fence, and then the fence fell down. So the Mishnah today, if the farmer sees the fence fell down, and he doesn't bother to fix it, he doesn't care, then even though he didn't violate any other area, the fence fell down by itself. It's not his fault. Still, the food becomes off the banos. So you see that you can have a fence to... that it can become off the Bahama, even though he didn't violate the Yitzhak planting. So that's what a lot of Rishonim, a whole group of Rishonim say. Rabbi Yoshi is cooler, that there's no reason to Kaloi HaKer unless you have all three, but my Perlis Yad, is certainly only in order to get, my Perlis Yad means they're holding all three in his hand. The seed of the Chita with the Chartan is the grape seed with the Seira, with the barley, has all three in his hand and he throws it in the ground without stopping. So my Perlis Yad should be together, they're certainly only necessary in order to violate, in order to get the Malkus to having cleansed his Kaloi HaKer. In order that it should be Kaloi HaKer, you don't need my Perlis Yad. That's what I'm trying to say, who had name, in order that it should be also Bachil Hano, you don't need all three, all you need is two. If you have Chartan and Chito, or Chartan and Seira, it will be also. Rabbi Yoshi is just saying, in order to violate the Adair of planting it, in order to violate the Adair of Hazaleh and Kalayim, but this is Kamach or Kilayim, then you need all three. So that's what I'm trying to ask, so what do you call him? What do you mean the Minigarden is like Rabbi Yoshi? What do you gain by saying the Minigarden, but which Meshuggah is going to plant two things? He's going to plant Chita, the Chartzon, and he's not in violation of any other Mazel Tov, but then it's going to be also about no. So what do you gain by, so some of them say, obviously it's not so. You see from this Gemara that whenever, if you only have two meters, if you don't have all three, not only is the root of the plant, it's the root of the Anor later on also. Otherwise, what do you gain by this? Another Shem says, no. Yoshi is asking that if you have two meaning, it'll be, it doesn't mean chit of the chit of the Torah is not the koi akar, it means if you have grapes in the chitim or grapes in Torin, it'll be art of Hano. The only thing he says is that it's wood to the plaintiff, so what do you gain by saying it's wood to the plaintiff? How come I'm asking, he's working for a goy. If I'm a farmer, I work for a goy, and the goy tells me he wants me to plant chit of the chai. So I don't have to tell him that my religion prohibits that. I can plant to him the chit the chai. I what's he going to do with it? We have to run off. Is that good? That's right. It doesn't have to happen to shed him into the net.
How do you do that grain?
I mean, it's like,
why should you do that grain?
The
lot of that plant is from the
seed.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
If it's an achita of this Torah together, then you're like...
There too. Why
is Christ having a special case in that tree? Yeah. Because, does it explain what? Because the carrot is a tree. The tree is never going to start to create the shame kalai. Only grains or vegetables are going to start to create kalai. Because they grow on the ground, little things. But the tree is not going to start. If you have glowing, if you have any rechit of the Torah, and then you throw in a carrot, but that elevates the next one into kalai hakarim.
If you're ready, where are you on the tree?
It says you like it twice. It says what is so Christ of Yoshi, what is the whole topic in the Torah for as Kloy Hakarim of the Yisra? I know, I think it's why I can't do the Shabbat of Anor. What is it, the Yisra that it tells us to play in Kloy Hakarim? It says, Lav all of the Shnei Lav, Nikot Yisham the Yisakash. Christ of Yoshi, what is it, Lav, Kamachol of Yisra Kalayim, even if you wouldn't have all three, you have just two. If it was Torah, you already violate the Lav of Kloy Hakarim of Yisra Kalayim. They just tell that the Nisha they write to start from this one. So they go to Yishon, they love all of the Shnei Lan. But like this, Rav Yoshi says it just twice now. But if you only claim Chartin and Chita, that has to go on work, it's all available. So if you're planting in your field, it's not going to gain anything. It's going to be out of my mouth, Tom Yishon says. If you're working for a goy, you can flip. There's no reason. You can do any of that. And the goy doesn't care that it's out of my mouth. Not part of his religion. Yes, according to Rashi, it's easier. Yes, thank you, Rashi.
You
need to
miss
the message.
What's the
advice?
He's creating a message.
I mean, initially, the government will tell the truth.
Yeah.
I have to print it in the newspaper. I have to tell everybody that it's not
kosher.
Right, but this
guy
should have been by the law. You have to tell everybody, you have to be honest with the law. I have to tell them, you won't be able to get any Jewish customers. So it's not going to be kosher. Otherwise, you're not up to God. The guy may think that he's going to get Jewish customers. You have to tell the guy. It's going to be traced. He's going to not allow to eat that.
What does the Chameisha mean, and are they crying with themselves also? Like, if you were a Shio, a Shikon, Chameisha is a mean in Dubbo. Are they crying with one another?
Yes, even though there are certain mitzvahs. But exactly, some of them are one min benegeya to challah. Challah.
Right.
That's in the dough, they're similar. But in the sense of course, the yishamah, like that, but in the same thing, they're similar. As far as planting, it's the perish. That the different meaning do constitute shalai and get it there. But as far as the yishamah, some of them are in the south of Yachad, because they're in one of the dough.
I'm
going
to
be showing
another translation.
The Rashi is a major machlokes of Rishon. A major machlokes among the Bali Atayim. How to understand what Yeshi is in. But he means you need all three just for the Yisra Jriya, but the Yisra Hanoa, all you need are two. No, there's no Yisra Jriya. You can't have an Yisra Hanoa. And the third thing, the Noah Gamma, the third thing that we know already, to review the Bembeseir is the Dirai Torah. So even though Ezra made a sakana that the Valkyrians are given to learn Torah, and the later Jairus, it became no gamma like Rabbi the Memeshev, the Tanya of the Memeshev, and the Indian term of Kabbalah Tumor. Even if a person is a Valkyrie, if he has any other tumor he had before, if he's a Messiah, if he's a Zav, if he's a Yomed, if anything else, even Ezra never said it's a problem. The only thing Ezra said tells the problem is, if the woman is polite, she's a Zerah, to him, it's a Valkyrie, do me the Maimon Hashina. So even that Rabbi the Memeshev is not. He also, Ziri, when Ziri came from Eretz Yisrael, says, well, he told them over the following story, the Tulua Litzri Lusra. He said, in Eretz Yisrael, they already abolished the requirement for Tulua in the Mitzvah. The Amilo, another version has it, that when Ziri came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Ziri was a Talmud of Yechon, very early Amaran. Another version has it, they said, the Tulua Litzri Lusra, that they abolished the need for the Tulua Litzri. What does it mean? Man, the Amad, the Tulum, and the Tulum, the version of Hazard that Ziri said they abolished the Amorim, another of Yechon, his Rebbe. They did away with the requirements of Tulum and Mikveh. What do you mean? You don't have to go on to the type of Mikveh anymore. What did they do away with? The Gemara says, it means, can I do the Memeshera? It means that they passed the Seirah, like we did the Memeshera, that the Balkarian, Shalati, Shechavazera, are permitted to learn Torah. And according to the other version, Man, the Amad, according to the other version that Ziri said, that in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yechon and his Rabbein passed him to Klu and Minashi Lutra, well, you don't have to wash until this is dying in the morning when you wake up, you don't have to wash your bread.
Right.
What don't you have to wash? He said, you don't have to wash for davening. The other Rachiz, Laiyit, Amad, and Adar Amai, Dignus Lutra. Rachiz used to get angry.
He used to curse.
Laiyit means to curse. He used to curse those. Suddenly he got very angry at those. Would start looking around for water exactly before the Shkia or the Minyan is already holding by Yishtabach, and this guy walks into Shul late, and all of a sudden he starts looking for a cup, he wants to go to the Mikveh, he wants to go to the Shul, and in order to daven properly, he's going to miss the whole Minyan. So Rav Chisda got very angry. If it's late, if it's even Tzlusa, if it's Man Tzila, even if it's Man Shabbat, he's going to miss himself Man Tzila. You're going to miss the Zav's man as Mincha before the Shtir, whatever. So he was mocked that you shouldn't look for a cup to wash in. That's the Machloekes HaRishayim. The reason the Rabbi didn't sound that Machloekes is the Rambam and the Raivet have the Machloekes. Whether when they quote Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir that he did away with an Achilles Yadayim for Dav, for learning, ain't the term of Gabi Tumah, is that only the Gabi learning or is it even the Gabi Gabi? The place is called Tanam and Beit. The place is called Machloekes and the Rosh quotes the Machloekes. And the Rambam and the Raivet have it. We don't have that Raivet, we don't have on the side of the Rambam. We have the Rosh quotes, but the Raivet is good. The Rambam said Yikra Din, they did away with Mitzvahs, they did away with Mitzvah, for Takana says they're both for learning and for davening. And the Raivet quoted by the Rosh says the same as Rabbi Natan, that it's not so. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir only did away with the Mitzvahs that that was the Mikveh for learning. He never did away with the davening. For davening you have to, you still have to go to Mitzvah. That's the Machloekes. So now the Gemara quotes the issue of the Tisha Kavit. The Pashup shot in the Mishnah was and reviewed it. We learned this unless we learned the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Aleph on the day, but the Gemara quoted in the Mishnah from the end of the Teir. There's a Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. He's now there six lines on the bottom. Rashi Rakem, the English of Pashup Shat Azeresh, Rav Yehuda Shita was that if a person is a type of a sherry to the other, the person is a zav, and he's also about caring, that he's going to be typed to get rid of the too much sherry, he's still a zav, but the tumor's not going to help. It's not trying to say, he's got a lot of zav for a week, until he has a shinikim. It may take him longer than a week, and maybe he may never be there for next shinikim. He says, not a lot of zavim. So the key high zavim there was, Ezra didn't make a takana that is prohibited to zav in serious. He said, you got a lot of zav until you do the takana, which is feasible now. But if it's not feasible now, then you never make a takana. So if you said, it's like I tell you all the sheriff's beer, they can't get rid of it to those bakers. He's allowed to dive in, even though he's stomach. So the push of Shatim of Yudah is that the Takana was, that the Takana says it was, you're not allowed to dive in or learn unless you get rid of the Tumas Valkyrie. So that's what we discussed last week, so we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, pass like Rabbana. What does that mean? The Rabbana disagrees totally with Rav Yehuda. You don't have to get rid of the Tumas Valkyrie. You have to be tabled in the mix, so that's all. Or do they agree with them, you have to get rid of the Tumas. So here, the Gemara talks about the Tisha Kabbat. When you start to shoot top another person, how much is that cup? A cup. A cup is the volume of 24 faces. Four dozen eggs. It's so much water. Visualize to yourself, you have 18 dozen eggs. And not so much, but it's enough. A wolf.
An egg.
And the ears is like 4 ounces, right? No. That's medium sized eggs. Okay. 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 And we want 9 lugim. And we want lugim. One tisha kabin. One tisha kabin. There are 4 lugim. There are 4 lugim in one cow. We want to have 9 lugim. A couple of gallons of water. Not so much. A couple of gallons of water. So the Gemara says, and the Braisa says that sometimes pouring on tisha kabin is sufficient. Even though the person is not tabled in the mikvah of one soul, sometimes it's a pour on tisha kabin. We're going to discuss the details. When can you apply this heter, this cooler with the tissue cup? Doesn't always apply. Come up on, we have a price about Terry, who wants to dive in, if he wants to remove the tumor, that's a double question. You have to have a mixer. You have to have two and a kosher mixer. But for the purpose of Takana says, or the price says, tissue cup is up. Valkyrie should not fall off, they pour it on top of his body, tisha kabin, mayim, so the din is tahar. It doesn't mean it's not literally tahar, it means it's mutat to daven, mutat to learn is mutat to yam, it doesn't really mean that it's tahar.
Complicated matters,
We have the in the city. We have the bright Rabbi Shmuel Lama the Yidden Min of Alter Midrashes. Follow Prat, Dr. Paul, follow Dr. Paul. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Shmuel and Abdalmer, I think that Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Nachum Mishgamzu. He had a totally different tradition. He had Ribui Mi, which means Ribui, and it leads you to a different conclusion. The Gemara has a whole series of issues in Halacha, where there's a Machlech Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, based on this Nekuda, which is the Midrash Alter Midrashes. Is it Ribui Mi or is it Chalat? The Gemara says, because Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nachum Mishgamzu, he had a different Kabbalah, he had a different tradition. In the Rambam there is serious and stuff, but the Lech HaMishnah has trouble with that. That doctrine in the beginning of Shavuos, and Abdallah quotes all the different issues that depend on even Yid Veribui as opposed to Klal 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 Klal, the half of them the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, the half of them the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the problem. Manamshach, what do you hold? Yid Veribui, do you hold Klal Klal? Which one do you hold? So the Gemara did right, it tells us that Nachum Mishgamzu L'choshel of Rabbi Akiva means he whispered, he didn't publish it in the newspaper. Amy Gallen, he told it to the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva L'choshel of Ben Azir. Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azir. Didn't want to be referred to the Ezer. And Ben Azir Yoto Ushno the Talmud of Ashuk. And Ben Azir went, and it sounds like he publicized it or Rabbi. He didn't whisper. I'm not sure who came first. I don't know. Yehuda Ben was is not a body. That was an Eved Seder. It was in the days of the Beit Hamikdash. Tell me what Yehuda Ben Seder was before. Tell me what Yehuda Ben Seder was. Well, Yehuda Ben Seder says like that. And then Ziri came. We had before Ziri came. Ziri was the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Ziri came from Eretz Yisrael. It's Kufis Hamarayim, and he said Bitluam the Tzilusa. He said they had finally adopted the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder from a few hundred years before. It took a long time till he did. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder came up one day and said, I don't hold from this. And then the whole world, they didn't accept right away. It took a couple of hundred years till the start became known for it. This Lachar was after Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder, and they whispering over to each other from one generation to the next, Ben Azar was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and they whispering over this head. And then it sounds like Ben Azar was Mepharsimim. But the Gemara has a Machlokes. Kliki Bochei Amaroi de Marover. And Eretz Yisrael, there was a Machlokes Amaroyim exactly on the historical version of what happened here. What did Ben Azai do? Rabbi Yossi Barov and Rabbi Yossi Barzvi, they had a Machlokes. Chatzoni, one version has it, Shno. That Ben Azai publicized the Hesed. And we have a Shno, the Talmid. That's what we said. The other Ben Azai, he gave it in public, he told it. The Chatzoni Lachoshe. The other one has no. They're just like, Machlokes Gamzu only whispered it, Rabbi Kira whispered it. No, he didn't publicize it. Mandy told what's the issue? Not, it seems like this. The Gemara seems to hold. They go all the versions of Mishra Din. The Din is like Rabbi Ben Seir. That we have abolished this Takana. So we've done away with it. But still, maybe we shouldn't be reminded that we've done away with it. Because what's the whole reason why they introduced this? Right. What's the whole reason why Edri instituted it in the first place? That a person shouldn't learn Torah when he's a Balkari. I don't think so. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara seems to say that the reason why they instituted it in the first place, what prompted Ezra? So the question is the reason why he's doing the Har Sinai. The Har Sinai, so let's just know there was not allowed to participate, and if the name would be a Bakar, he wouldn't be allowed to participate. He had to be directed in the Rabban. And it's called the Kabbalah Tatar, the aim of the year, but that's the Sibizia. That the Gemara here gives you a different perspective. The Gemara implies that the reason why Ezra was prompted to make this Takana was, because if the Tirchah to go to Mikvah all the time, it's a pain in the neck. So if they'll be allowed to be all the time, if they'll be allowed to learn Torah in the state of Valkyrie, so there'll be nothing to restrain them from being all the time with their wives. And that's not their heritage, the Tamir HaChamim. In order to limit the Tamir HaChamim, in order to have, they should have more heritage, they should be more restricted, so they made it like a little difficult. So the shayla is, if it will be mefarshim this heter, so the tamulach hachamim will lose their tzniyus. So it goes back to vaytik to an unrestricted life, and there will be the tzniyus and the shatrim to kind of go. So that was the shayla over here. The one who holds the chasha holds that the reason still applies. Even though Taka Rabbi Ben Sarah abolished the takana from Yikradin, it's most of it violated, but the reason why these instituted still applies, and that's why they didn't want to be revised. Shalayhu Tamir Hachamim still makes the same tender. And the other one holds Shino. Why did the other one hold that Shino? Because there was a lot of, number one, there was a lot of people that were going on. People finished up for the mikveh, so they wouldn't learn, so they wasted a couple of hours, they could have learned in those few hours that they were going to the mikveh. And there's a lot of problems in different period of idiots. If he knows in advance that unless he goes to the mikveh, he's not allowed to learn, he's not allowed to daven, so he's going to minimize his being with his wife, he's going to minimize he's going to have fewer children. He may not have any children. People are not so lucky all the time, that's all. So there's going to be a problem with people's period of idiots. So because of these two considerations, the Shindit will favor it, or the Shindit will favor it, one or the other, that's why the first version holds that the one who holds that Ben Azir was misogynist in public, because he held that we have to let everybody know that the takana no longer applies, the takana says it no longer applies, because it's causing this kilkul. Either a kilkul in the air, it's a kilkul terror, or a kilkul in the air, it's a kilkul terror. And the other one holds nothing.
Is it the best?
Right, that's what we discussed. Tasis and Mishani Mekai. How can Abir Ben Azir abolish a takana that was made by Yed? There's a Tosis, and got a cabinet, but we don't have this here. We don't have it printed on the top. We don't have any Tosis here. You look at the Tosis of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, he hasn't taken on the top. You already showed me for today. The printer left it out. He has no idea. The Tosis, and got a cabinet, the other Tosis, they have the Tosis printed on the top. So they give one answer is, they're guessing. So one answer they suggest is that maybe when Ezra made the Takana, he built in the clause, that whoever won should have the right to abolish it. If at any future date anyone feels that this Takana is but he gives them the right to abolish it without requiring a double the chachamim. That's what some say regarding the chayim de rabbeinu gezer. The many gives them. You have a case where the husband wants to remarry, that's where the wife is in an institution or whatever, the wife remarried without a guest. She's not full anymore. So the many gives that you make a hefen erav on it. So what's a hefen erav on it? So some say that was incorporated in the Takana of Rabbeinu Gezer. He said if you'll gather together 100 Rabbanim and they'll say that they have the right to violate my Gezer, so as far as I'm concerned, I'll be satisfied. In other words, it was incorporated, the Kula was incorporated in the original Gezer, in the original Takana. That's one suggestion. That's all. The Mechaber, right, the Mechaber Act is there, it was only to the year 5000. Even before the year 5000, they used to have a Hetan Erabana. They used to make a Hetan Erabana before the year 5000. Mechaber Act is there, it was only on St. Gallows. So that's one day. It says another time, one suggestion that maybe this was incorporated into the Nisach of the Takana Tezia, that if at any time in the future Tezia will want to repeal it, he gives them the right to repeal it without requiring Golub Chachmim. Then Tezia suggests another answer, that maybe it wasn't Pashat Barab Yisrael. As the Gemara says in different places, in Avodah Zarah, in Avodah, that a Takana is only valid, is only set in, if it's accepted by Klal Yisrael. Then you kind of make Takana sound like this. If it's going to be started by Talmud, then it'll be possible. So if you share it, maybe Rabbi Ben Israel looked around and he saw that it just wasn't being observed by the majority of the people. The Rabbanim were observing it, the most of the Hamoinam were not observing it, so therefore they saw that they had a right to repeal it.
But you said there's also the right to put it without moving
it. Right, but then we said that Neri gave a different answer. Neri over here, Nisaf gave a different answer. That when do you require Bezin to cover the Chachmah Amin to repeal it? There the Rabbanon, that it's the earlier Bezin, later there the Rabbanon. Later Bezin wants to disagree with them. They hold that they have no right to make Bezin there. I want to repeal it. Like the earlier Bezin said it's in the right to,
based on the drasha of a pasuk, and later Tanaim hold that that's not the drasha, the drasha is wrong. That's the halacha. That's the lashem and the shayim and the alamayim. That's the unusual answer. The near is the unusual. The charis is the gate. So the normal answers are given by Tanaim. If the Rambam quotes the Rambam, he says it away. He says, so why did the Rambam machmir for Takana? What are you being machmir for? But the Rambam is machmir for the right shita. The Takana says it was never abolished with Abi Davini. He's not machmir for the right shita. So what is he machmir? The definition writes an interesting idea. He says, you see, but the Rambam probably holds like that second day and says it's in the end of the Teret Meluza. And that was kind of. That the Takana says wrong. The Takana says it was never as partial to Rambam before. So that's why the later Taman thought that they had a right to abolish it, to deem abolish it. But that's a technicality. In other words, in theory he held that it was a good idea. Rabbi Yehuda held it is a good idea. The Takana says, Zumi de Har Sinai, why not? When we learn Torah throughout all the later generations, we should learn Bema the year of Beretz into the year. But he thought that it wasn't a spashe, not a spashe, so to speak, he's speaking a false word. But since it was a good idea, that's why the Rambam says, we still observe it. Chassidim HaShemayim should still observe. He sort of postulates a claw like that. Whenever the Tanoim or whenever the Chachamim make a Gzeira, it's Takana, and it's not Pashat Gerav Yisrael, therefore it falls apart. But that's the only reason why Torah thought that logically speaking, it's not, it makes sense. So Chassidim Anshei Maaseh said, yeah, it still stays officially on the book.
It's like accepting a Chumrah for yourself.
Here we would recommend the Chumrah. That's what the Chassidim said based on that Rambam. We would recommend that whoever is in a position to should have done such a Chumrah. Here they observed a little bit of Chumrah, even though they held that it was abolished. But they observed the Chumrah a little bit with the Teisha Kavanah. Amar Rabbi Yanai said, Rabbi Yanai is an Amar, it's an Eretz Yisrael. The Amorai, the Pavel, didn't have any Smicha, so they're Rav Nachman, Rav Rudin. The Amorai and Eretz Yisrael had Smicha, they only give Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yanai lived in an Amar, lived in Eretz Yisrael, Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Shamaiti, I heard, Shemekim Bo, there are those who are Mekol, who don't require Smicha in a Mikol, Shamaiti, Shemachlim Bo, I heard there are those in Eretz Yisrael who are Machman, they do require Smicha in a Mikveh. They still observe Takana. It says, V'chol ha-machmum bo, ha-latzmo, ma'rin ho ha-yam ha-mishmoy. So we recommend that to the Kethnishman points out on the Rambam. That even though his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon holds his Takana as he is off, based on Abida Ben, he says, still we would recommend whoever will be machmer, he's doing the right thing. But Yishuv Ben-Levi was also contemporary of Rabbi Yechon, and he didn't like the fact that they were telling him this. He didn't think that it's recommended as a Midas Chassidah. Omer, Rabbi Shimon Levi, he gave a craft one day. Why do they bother going to Mikvah in the morning before they go to Dalf? What do you mean, Matibon? The Shema Levi is the one we had on Amun Beis before. He's the one who darshan the whole Pasuk, on the first wide line, on the base, on the first very wide line. Shema Levi is the one who said that you don't have enough Pasuk, because you have to go to Mikvah. He's Matibon, he's the one about carrying out the dinner. The Gemara says, no, he has to say like this, Hachikama. Not be from the Aboyin Soh, why do they bother to go to Mikvah with Aboyin Soh? Efshe v'tisha kabin. If you make it with the v'tisha kabin. Not even the Tzvila, why do they bother to go into the Mikvah? You can pour the water. Apparently there was a big pircha to go down in the Mikvah, but yeah, the Mikvahs are fancy. And then the Mikvahs were mud puddle.
Yeah.
A mud puddle, yeah, when it rained. They had a big bluff in the middle of the street, so that would be the Mikvah. So, and then they had to wash off after they went to the Mikvah because the water was filthy. So why do they bother going to a mikveh and tefila, Efshe v'tisha, have somebody pour water. In other words, he didn't think that it was necessary to be machmir for the tefila and the mikveh. So Rashi here has an important comment. Here, the both columns are Rashi. So Rashi on the second column has Efshe v'tisha, tisha kabin. Ah, he said Rashi Akash, in the middle of the second column, I thought based on the Akash, I got the late time of the common element, the Chayla. The Gemara is going to explain later that this cooler that you allow a person to learn at the Daven based on Tisha Kabin, is not what he doesn't feel well. That if he's a person, we require that he has to go to the Mikvah. So why does he get so angry? Because they get saying, why do they bother to go to the mikveh? Why do they bother to help you? They should go to the mikveh.
The Rashi answers, no. Something that Rachamim Chayim Hayim, as the Gemara says, and it's already in the Imam, we have a practice that we're misfollowed for the sick people. But the Gemara says, the Gemara has a whole discussion. If the Rebbeinu Shlom judges the whole world on Rosh Hashanah, so we're all like your pastor, the Rebbeinu Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So what is that in Shabbat for? The Gemara says, when we follow our place, she goes, there's the whole world of meat in the whole world. But the Rebbeinu Shlom makes the judgment every day. He doesn't just follow us on the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, that's all Rosh Hashanah. Who is she that we follow that we say in the Shabbat for the sick people? The Gemara says, we follow our place, we're all the meat in the whole world. So then the Gemara says, who says in the Shabbat for the sick people all the time? We have to say all the time, every day. They're still in the same. You say in the same. But the Zman HaGemara found that they only said you can book. That was all. They didn't make the Shabbat Lechem. So the only one they would be responsible for was Talmid HaChamim. You can book and call Talmid HaChamim and the Rabbanim and the Zayyanim and the Sofim. So the Gemara says, that's what we meant. Shaman Matzkunan, whom do we follow that we daven? My crew, Matzkunan, we daven HaKitziri Banderi. We daven for the sick people or laying in bed. So the Gemara says, who are the Kitziri? The Rabbanim, the Talmid HaChamim, because that's the Zman HaGemara, that was the only tefillah that they had. They didn't say Mishabera for the Chavim, they said Mishabera. You can perkin, or something like you can perkin, they said for the Reish Galusa, for the Rabbanim. Right, that's it. Like you want to have to create something. So Rashi says, so what do you see from that?
Against the Talmud,
a break? Could be. It could be. That's what they were making from us, could be. So Rashi, particular answer for Rashi, historical answer. That since the Rabbi Yehuda Ben did away with the Chumrah, he did away with the Tachana, says, I was supposed to recommend it, so maybe they wanted to separate themselves from the cats of the other sect, the Yisim, whatever it could be. So Rashi suggests a different answer. Rashi says, because there are clouds, the Gemara says in the dorm, they're all Tamei Chachamim, Shvach and Gizun. They all have the status of the Chayla. So since they have the status of the Chayla, the Gemara says later that they cool up their Shikab and apply for a Chayla.
Yeah.
It could be the Gemara says that the one who chose the real Chayla and the one who chose the Tamil Chacham. One refers to real Chayla and one refers to Tamil Chacham.
Yes.
But the Lashon like Shchid Meira, believe, also means. Katkotsu the Rami Barasa, he was sick and laying in bed. And the Reed, the same thing, Shchid Meira. Also, each word by itself means sick. So why does the Gemara, yeah, I think says that. Why do you use the double notion, Shchid Meira, the Chayla Machayla? The one refers to real sick feet, and one refers to the Shaka Tamil Chacham. And so on this Rashi, the Mishnah is like having to say for a very interesting Ha'orah. He's trying to figure out the historical establishment of Advarim over here. So he says, we're going to learn the Gemara on Amadeus. The Gemara has to try to get to a school tonight. The Gemara has on Amadeus that the Ikir Takona says that the Balcheri is not allowed to learn in Davin, that a Poletish of Ezra is not allowed to do this. The original Takona only was for a body, for a healthy man or a healthy woman. Ezra never made a Takona. And his Takona is after going to Mixer. Ezra never made a Takona T-shirt on. Because the Gemara quotes on Amadeus. The Lashon of the Brighton of the Talmud is about 10 lines from the back of Amadeus. So on Amadeus, the Gemara has this sign and says on the side of the Talmud says Ezra. And 10 lines from the back. Ezra Tikkun Tzimul of Balikari. And the Brighton of the Talmud, it lists off all the 10 Takana Ezra, it says he was Misakin Tzimul. And it doesn't say he was Misakin before Tisha Kabin. You see that the Rabbi Tanis, you see that the whole Tisha Kabin said that came in later. That wasn't part of Ezra. What do you mean it came in later? So Ezra made a Takana, you have to go to Nikka, how to get Nikka later on. The Gemara says, no, Ezra's Takana only was the healthy Gizun Tzadi. And then later there is the main Achumre, that he's a Kailam also, and I'm allowed to dive in, a Kailam who's a Valkyrie. Because that was the latest Takana, so they said, Takana, hey, Mom, Rabbi, Mom, it's a Tisha Kabin as well. But he has it, so the Mishnah Sanger has the following comment. He says the original Takana was made, Takana says it was made, it appears, it's not given the place, he says it appears in the Gemara here that we just learned, what prompted Ezra to make this Takana? If you would have asked me, I would say, either it's in the right to do the right, but I'm doing the Hatsina. I think Mara has here about the Shalai was made, Tamil Hakam was made, and the same Katanagar. So I would have said that this
fact that these considerations should only come to the Chachamim and Tzuyim, Eitzim, and Shoseim, the Tanu Beilim, is a consideration that Benazai had or didn't have as far as being the parts in the Hetzer.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily what motivated Ezra to make the Tachon. So somehow he understood, and the Shinojango understood this Gemara, no, this is what was the Ika motivation behind Tachon of Ezra. Because we all know Tachon of Ezra is a Tachon of the Rabbana, and it's not really a Dindaraita. So what is he making a prospect? It's only Rasmachta, but the word is only Rasmachta. I see that it's Jewish Tina, but it's got to do with Verdes, it's not Jewish Tina. But he says it's not really good with Arsina. What really motivated, what really prompted Ezra to make the Kachana Zakhtar was, Shalai Yuh Kamele Chachana Mitzuy makes him the same Kachana Gur. And the Gemara goes right there about how wonderful the Kachana was that it presented a man from Sinai Yeshua Bavlam down in the Zana with a single girl. And then the girl said, but you have to go to Fader tomorrow, you're going to have to be present with a mikvah, and then he presented from Sinai. So he says that the understanding of the Gemara is that Daniel was motivated Ezra to make the Takana in the first place. But and the original Takana only was for Bria, for healthy people. And the original Takana was for the healthy people who are Tamil HaKamim. So Hamayin HaKidi, Eichel Mishra, saying whatever they want. Tamil HaKamim is not their third. So the original Takana really was for Tamil HaKamim Bria. So why do they require even Amir Horis? Also shouldn't Dab, you shouldn't learn. Unless they're going to make the Damar, didn't listen. So we shouldn't say it wasn't Pasha Grah because they didn't listen so much. But the original plan was that it should even apply to Amir. What he wants in Amir, he can be whatever he wants to make the list. He should be ready to be the Ether. What's wrong? But some Stammer was a white Magrab on it. The real there really was on the Tamil HaKamim. And then out of the Tamil HaKamim, they had to make an Ether on the Amir Horus as well. But in the later generations, when historically it developed, the Tamil HaKamim became Shvach and Gizun. They became weak. So then, the Ika Takana says it was really only for Pari, not Rakhoyla. So in the later generations, the whole Ika purpose of the Takana was for the Tamil HaKamim who were healthy for the Deen, and that came out, didn't exist. So what are you going to have? They don't exist, and you're going to have a rumor for the Yamihard, for the Gazum Seferis, for the Amaris. That he should be, the whole dinner for the Amaris is only Agam the Tamil HaKamim. The Tamil HaKamim became Shah. So he suggests that maybe this is the historical Nakuda that changed. Over the period of time, and the days of Ezra, the Tamil HaKam were healthier, and the days of Abiram and Ezra became Shvacha. What changed in history? What he suggests, based on the Gemara and Megillah, that the Gemara says that up until the days of Rebbe Gamliel, the others are still standing up, because they were very healthy. And there was covered on Torah. The Shemesh and Gamliel says, what will cover on Torah? Because you're the Achul Shalom. Everybody became Shvacha. So the Tamil HaKamim had to learn sitting down. They became very weak. So that's what the Gemara says, it was not going to come out there because they learned sitting up. So he suggests that maybe that was a break in history. But up until that period of time, that there was such a big oilam of Tamil HaKamim who were healthy. So that was the Hikik Zerah says there was for them. And out of them, the Zerah also applied to the Yamahir. So after this Kufa, Rabbi Namir, after that stage, so they saw that oilam cannot, doesn't exist. So, and the whole Zerah for the Yamahir was only out of the Tamil HaKamim, Tamil HaKamim, not experiencing the Yeshvah. So that's perhaps what prompted the later Tanaim to abolish the whole deal. That's what he gives a suggestion. Mm-hmm. That's the question whether it's correct. The Nakuda, I said, the Nakuda is that really what prompted Ezra to make the Takana? Is that what it says in the Gemara? It doesn't really say that. It says that's what perhaps prompted Ben-Azai not to be referred to in the Nakuda. He held because of this consideration. It does not tell me that was originally the consideration to make the Takana. That's what he learned. He learned that that was the original motivation.
The building of the Har Sinai, doesn't ever say by Haman and Har Sinai they were all brilliant? So all the traffic, all the federal traffic,
right.
They were all brilliant.
Right. Okay.
According to Mr. Robert, according to Mr. Jacob, why make the Bacchano down with people? Make the Bacchano down with people?
Same shadow before, that we had the prophet, should also only be for diamond, should also only be for third. So the base of our item of Anachal, that no Anachal are doing the Mount Nathina, should also be. And the Dabbling is also Kabbalah Sneashkin. Learning third we consider is this, like this Kabbalah Tatar, is this is Kabbalah Sneashkin. No, it's nothing. You meant some tefillah in the mikvah, it's nothing. It's nothing. The Gemara is going to say, when did Tisha B'Av come in? They came in later, of course, before, after Ezra, before Rabbi Levin. They don't say it away with anything.
So
you
got
from Tisha B'Av to that? No. Sometimes you need Mitzvah, sometimes you need Tisha B'Av, depending on how healthy the person is. And whether he became a Balkari Leonsa or he had Tashmish Nash, if he had Tashmish or no Nash, if he became a Balkari accidentally Leonsa, then we'll make it, it's more going to give all the details. And he did away, or even said did away with everything. No, I don't think we discussed many times. Achar l'shem is 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 achar l'shem. The definition of achar l'shem is achar l'shem is the person who has some kind of a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. You have to lay in bed. He has such a terrible splitting headache that he just can't function normally. But if the person has a bellyache, but he goes around, he functions, goes to work and everything, and then he's taking medicine, whatever. So that's only a drop down. So I thought that that's what Rabbi Gilles Tamir HaChamim are Amnam, is very tender HaChamim. So he knows, but again, because he's been there, and you may believe that he's got Mechel Ziyam. This is a very good Mechel Ziyam. Get up, what? Okay. I'm Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina tells how Givaldik this Takana was. Yeah, the God who gives you God. This Takana says, accomplished Givaldik Chizuk HaTorah. He's telling you we have a story that's recorded, and it probably happened more than the one time that it was recorded. Now he says, Echad, there was once a story with the Talmud Chacham. Abraham himself, Shatan, the Yishalot Baraver, he wanted to sin with a woman to be Mizana with her. What would the Adair be? Rashi has a comment. What would the Adair be if it had been done with a girl? She was not a leader. How come she was not a leader today? All the single girls are leaders. But the answer is that today, that we don't have any in Gun Masul of the Tarot. The only purpose of Gun to Mitzvah is to be the Tarot of the Bible. So if the girl was not married, the Tarot of the Shulchan Aruch, as you tell us, she's not allowed to go to Mitzvah. So there were only a carriage of sin. But in the days of the Tanoim, this story is that in the Tanoim, everyone had to go to Mitzvah. The single, the married women, the divorced women, the money. Everyone had to go to Mitzvah for practices of sin of the Tarot. And everybody knew in public. The woman wore a different dress. She wore big day leaves. So that all the neighbors would know that she's a leader. They shouldn't touch her. They should know all the food, all the bread, everything was done. There was nothing to be embarrassed about. It had nothing to do with Levila, not about the Rosa Lenny that's near here. But we have today that Rosa will have to learn to know them. There are more questions showing up that the women don't announce when they're going to Mitzvah. That's his manner there, because the whole meaning of going to Mitzvah is only with respect to the Hatir and the Bible. So the public doesn't have to know when the woman is in Paris and the Bible, when she's not afraid about it. But his manner by is, everybody knew. The children and the family had to know. That's what he more talks in the end of Nido. He more talks about Mishim Tzlach Shito. The mother is going to go to Mitzvah by Yom and not by Yom. But the daughter is going to know that the mother went to Mitzvah by Yom, and the daughter may by mistake go to Mitzvah by Yom on the Yom HaShvi. How does the daughter know when the mother is going to Mitzvah? So the answer is, this man is there. The daughter don't know because it's only the gift to heckle the silence. It's none of their business. But they have to know. But this man is Tanayim. They had to know. They had to use different dishes. They had to sleep in a different bed. They slept in a different bedroom. The Mishnah says leader. They used to be a woman who was a leader. Slept in a different bed and a different bedroom, different pajamas, different clothes. Everything was different. Everybody in the neighborhood knew. So that's what, so Masama, this girl went to Mitzvah. There's no child to have the single girl go to Mitzvah. There's no problem. The single girl had to go to Mitzvah. His mom, they were Mitzvah on Tumor Hotel. So Rashi understands this. Stella wasn't going to say, Shiva Bacha wasn't such a shaman. Wasn't going to violate the laws of the Issa Kurta Lida. He was going to violate the Issa Tumulia. Now how bad is the Issa Tumulia? So Rashi says, it's only the Rabbanon. Rashi writes over here, Shetava Isha, Rashi on the second count. Shetava Isha, Oysa Isha, Pluya Haika. Rashi is minimizing that. Not that Nation Fish. She's not that there's not a single Ganesha fish, she was a single girl, and she didn't, and she had gone to the mikveh. The Chacham goes to Al-Hayichud, Al-Hapnuya. The Rashi learns that when they were going on Yichud David, was going on Yichud Pnuya, that Rav Melech, the Gemara says, yes, the Maitre was Amram, and Tomer was going on Yichud Pnuya. So at that time, included in the Gemara of Yichud Pnuya was Biyah Pnuya. Until the days of David Amel, till he made the Gemara of Rabban Rashi, all that Biyah Pnuya was Mutter. Apparently Rabbi Yochanan needs a relationship. So what do you feel like a relationship? Well, character is a business. The woman is a prostitute. And then it's an issue of relationship. But if it's not derech priestess, derech lewis, it's going to become a declaration. So then Rashi holds that it's mutter in that area. And it's only an issue of the Rabbanan. And that's when he points out that the Rambam says the area is not so. The Rambam in the beginning of the Chassidus writes that that issue of derech lewis is a relationship. The truth is, some mikra, like the Yigidei Shabbat, it means miskaris into the manuscript, it's a real problem. So if you want to give malchus to the lab, it's only if we violated the Yigidei Shabbat with the miskaris into the manuscript. But sometimes you have like a chet to shiur,
even a better. Well, that's a for the temple, so the way of the worship.
Okay, but it was also a zayin, a real zayin. Maybe the reason why they called Kadesh is because it had to do with Kodesh, because it was part of their holy religion. Okay. But still, the Kadesh means the woman who's an upright zayin. So the Rambam is masking with Rashi in this, that the real Yisrael must be Kadesh, the full Yisrael in order to get Malkis, his own issues, and his character, and his manners, and his look. But let's say a man lives with a woman, he never gave chut of the Kadesh, and he lives, he married her civilly, and then we call them to each other. They're very faithful to each other. Yeah. So then the Rambam says that that is an issue there, right? He says there's no malchus. In the beginning of Hilchot Tishri, he doesn't spell it out for you, but if Hilchot married the two, he has it more. He says there wouldn't be malchus for violating the Tikkadesh, because it's not the lab which they must have, because the Ika lab of the Tikkadesh on Mikra is only when she's most character to the manifold. But there still be, still would be a lab of the Tikkadesh without malchus. The writer is masking on that Rambam, and he says, no. He says that that's not included in the lab at all. There's no lab. So some of them understand that the rabbi means the same as the Rashi, but there's no Yisrael there, right there at all. It's only an Yisrael there at all.
If they ask it, you could do it, obviously they ask it, you could do it. At least there's an Yisrael there at all, that's for sure. At least there's an Yisrael there at all.
And other rabbis say, oh, that's how Rav Soreshik said over also like that. I think Rabbi Akiven had like that in the children. Others say that the rabbi is right there. If you look in the first rabbi in his position, he writes that there's no Yisrael lab, sounds like he's stressing there's no lab, but there is an Yisrael there. Where is there an Yisrael there? The topic says, you can't think Yisrael will be over. If you get married and then you live with a woman, so the mashmoy pasuk is, only if he gets married, then he has a hetzadiyah. But if it's not yikach hishah, if he didn't do the kiddushin, then it's not a viola. That's what it sounds a little bit perhaps from the writer, that he's only knocking, he's only disagreeing with the Rambam, he's knocking it down from a lab to an essay, but he's not most of it, there is an yikach hishah. It's not a yikach lab, but it's only an yikach hishah. No, not even married. Not married, what do you need again? You need if a couple is civilly married. A couple is civilly married, so many gedolim, all the gedolim and sisters that we have clearly need to get. Because we're afraid that maybe ain't on the most of the most of the most moves, maybe did the deal in the same tradition. Well, let's say you get down bottom line, you can't get it yet. What did you do? So there was the Shana was brought up before the Second World War, anything the first and the Second World War. All over in Europe, there were people, there were Jewish people who were just getting married civilly. So there was a rab from England, I think, Rav Ferber. I think he published the paper. He sent out letters to all of us in Gina, all over Europe and to America, to Rafenkis, was at that time in America. He sent out letters, what do they do with civil marriages? So they require a get. So they all said, Ababla, how clear they require a get? And then the Eshala was, what if Bama can't get a get? What do you do? So they all said to Echad, that if you can't get a get, so we'll make it, you don't need a get. Except for two, he writes, Rafenkis from New York and the Ragachava. These two said that even they could, they need a get. For different reasons. The Rav Shabbos had a Talmudim that has a deal of a Pilegis and a Pilegis.
Is the issue of a Shreinus
or not? Is
the issue of a
Shreinus or
the Shreinus?
Does he need a Yeh? Who's the Shreinus? Who's the leader of the Shreinus?
Also, what
if everybody knows that they're married, but here we know that they were not married, Kedas Moshe in Israel. That's the Shabbos. You say, ain't on a Moshe, be Moshe, be Moshe, be Moshe. The people are not religious anyway. How can you say the men wouldn't want to do be Moshe, be Moshe? We know that they are doing be Moshe, be Moshe. So most of the person will make money, except for Rav Henkin, he was the one who was not. The Rav Shabbos didn't say the same as Rav Henkin, he said a different now. Yes, a little more common than that. So the conservative reform, you see that the people do want to do a little religion. They do want to observe part of the Jewish religion. So maybe then it's much better to say, Adam wants to be loved to be loved. Ramosha says that you can't say later on that he had a mind to do the deal of Hashem Kiddushin. He thought that the Reform Rabbi married him off religiously. So he thought it was all taken care of. It was, whatever he did later on, he was relying on the original. He wanted to be religious, but he thought all the religious observance was taken care of. And if Ramosha says that in this case also, you wouldn't need a get. He tried that he wouldn't need a get. But clearly, we do require a get. But if you can't get the guests, then sometimes we'll make a lot. To make more than one wife, that's Rabbi Gershon. What about if the one wife isn't? If the one wife is the
guest? The biblical sounds has always been addiction.
Okay, so they're going to be asking to do the regular day. Right. Now we have a new shaila. What if I want to take one rice, happy regular?
Not a rice.
Not a rice.
They're called the regular anymore.
Right. That's what I'm talking. The Rambam says that that's what it is because of this. He's allowed, let's see the tradition. That's what the Rambam writes. Only a melech is looked at the regular and the head goes to the That's what the Rambam writes. The head goes to the regular because of the sister of the tradition. And the Bible disagrees and he says, no, the legis is Musa Ben Hanya Ben Amalek. Why should it be only Musa Ben Hanya?
The master is the human devil, just the legis.
The legis is
Israel, yeah. He was not a Melech.
The Rambam holds that it was the Israel. The Rambam says it with Mephisto. The Rambam says, would it be that the legis is Musa Ben Hanya also? That's like Musa Ben Hanya. This Rashi that Achayim points out, the Rashi here disagrees with the Rambam. He holds that only the Tnuyo is an Israel Ben Hanya. No. The fact of it is that the girl is not interested in being the matter with me. I just mean that I physically beat her up and I attacked her. The fact of it means I took the girl to her. The fairy makes a snap, I have to pay a commission tester for the fact of it. Someone, I beg you, the girl is the matter with her, he doesn't have to pay any money. The fact of it means that he twisted her wrong. And not only does he manage physically, he twisted her wrong. And here he convinced her to be the matter with him by having her at China's grandmother.
That's
it must be after a long convincer. But if it didn't need so much convincing, then it's not my father either. Then it's not my father, he doesn't have to say anything much. But it's a lower level of blindness. It's also an aspect of blindness. Anyway, this is the Rashi. So the Gemara tells the story. My the echot, the Gemara is saying, Amar Chamide, get a God of Gidjubo. This Takana Ezra accomplished a lot for Yiddishkeit. Why? The time they had a bright to Michael Echo, there was one to read with his voice, he told me he should have got there. A single girl wanted him to be with Omer Lay, so the girl told the boy, Reiko, Nar, fool, Yeshua, boy, you saw Shabbat, tell him over him. So you have a list that's so easy to tell. What are you going to do? You have to get married. You have to learn. What's going to be? And the Gemara said, the bride says, Miyad, be ready.
Maybe she wanted him to go to Mitzvah before he had.
No. So what are you going to do with Tachana Shezra? So you see that the Tachana Shezra, it prevented him from sinning. They prevent an instance. Oh, but this is still at the period, the Gemara is telling another different story. At the period is that it was still not absolutely clear. The Gemara is going to say later, Hilbert said, we have done away with Takana Sezra. The Gemara is going to say another day. It's not that we did away with the Gamri, so there's nothing to discuss. And this is the early period of the early Amorayim. There's some didn't verb, 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 some didn't The Sematim is also in the Tzvila Zoo. Why don't you dirt that kind of says, in Shum Sina, if you're afraid you're going to catch a cold, because it's cold, after the Mechat does. Why don't you go to a warm bath house? So he was encouraging the Tzvila that they should have dirt that kind of says, and it doesn't have to be a kasha in the Tzvila, you can go to Mechat does. Amalei Rachizis, Rachizis heard what he's a contemporary Rabbunim. He heard the Rabbunim suggest that it's something you should go to Beis HaMecha. He said, what do you accomplish by going to Beis HaMecha? That's not a kasha in the Tzvila. The only way to have hot water is if you cook the pot of hot water on the fire, and you put it into the mikveh, because mine shum is a hot mikveh, by definition, you don't need mine shum. The whole mikveh is going to be the hot water. The whole that in order for a mikveh to be good for Takanas Ezra, has to be a kasha mikveh. Mine shum is not good. We talk to mine shum is good for Takanas Ezra. Even though it's not good for Tzvila of the Tomei, so you move the Tomei, but it's good for Takanas Ezra. But Rav Chizda held that it's not good. So he said, Chiyesh Tzvila, the Chamen, is there such a thing that you can tell them hot water? Amalei, so Rav Chizda tells Rav Chizda, that's what you hold. He says, Rabbanu Barahava Koi Kavat, Rabbi Barahava sides with you also, he holds also. That for the purpose of Takana says you need a kasha mikveh, it has to be Maim Shuvim is no good, a bunch of kasha mikveh. And I disagree, I hold that Maim Shuvim is also good, so that's why I'm encouraging my Talmidim that they should observe the Takana says. It's not that difficult, they can go into a kasha mikveh with Maim Shuvim is no. There's a big machlokes in the early days, in the Magha, they called the Magha and Chagigim. That Lashon HaGemara, we see it in the same time, so you're still a Bechamim. Is there such a thing as being taken on hot water? So with Mana Gemara, what did it mean? Hot water that was cooked in the pot. Mana Shuvim. What about these Mana that we have hot mixed water? It's not Mana Shuvim. You have a pipe of steam that goes through the cold water and makes it very hot. So is there a deal in the Gemara that you cannot have two of the common because we declared in the Rabbana, we declared that all hot water is considered as if it's Mana Shuvim because that's the way they used to make it? Oh no, the Gemara just meant, there's Mana Gemara. What's the Shaila? There's Mana Gemara. That's what it meant. But if you can have If you can have a holiday, you have a chumr, you have an eitzah, how you make the water warm. Without making, without making mayim shum, then it would be good. But that's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Some shum held that you're never allowed to be faithful to steal the chamin. Because usually,
what
Hamid,
they open it for
is the Elohim. We make on that. We don't hold that. We hold that Tzvila B'chamid only means if it is Maim Shulim. But if you have a kosher in Mikvah, it has to be Maim Chamid. They never went to Zerah the Rabbanah, that's not good.
But
even then
it's good,
because if it's more than half word, it ain't good. Yeah, I mean, he's good. I shot, yeah. That's the Makhlaj is a mark, like what the Makhlaj is. What that Rosh
means, the Eskimo.
There's no mushroom. The Merchat didn't have natural water. They used to carry all the water in buckets.
The water itself was the whole system.
No, the whole system was
common.
So Merchat, by definition, is always mushroom. That's what it means. That's what it means. So the Mordechai asked the Kasha, we hope that you can't have Tzvila B'chamid. It just means if it's Shuvim, it's no good. If it's not Shuvim, it is good. Even if it's not, there's no good. The whole Hashem, it was no good. So he asked the Mordechai, said the Kasha, the Mishnah says that the Tzvila has to be terrible, 5 pounds on him, Kippur says that he's an old sick man, so they make the water hot then. So how can it be terrible in hot water if you say that the Mikvah is possible? If you say the Mikvah is possible, how can it be terrible in hot water? So the Mordechai gives the terrorists, change rules on Mikvah. And this is only a Zeir of the Rabbanon. This is only a Zeir of the Rabbanon. It isn't really Mayim Shuvim. It's a Zeir of the Rabbanon. Up to Mayim Shuvim. So it's hot water. Normally, the Maratanai would have been Mayim Shuvim. But since it's only a Zeir of the Rabbanon, so on the base of Migdash, you're not Machin. That's the Shiloh. The Mordechai had a vision of hell that ain't Shuvim by Migdash, even a Pazar. Others, in when they quote this discussion in the Kosher Pshat Ein Shvut Bamidish means the Torah HaKradah HaKavah. So this is also the Torah has to go to Mikvah 5 times. And it's a very the Torah HaKavah. That's the Torah HaKradah HaKavah. So the Torah HaKradah, this is considered the Torah HaKradah HaKavah.
Right.
We're clearly not sure. So that should be dependent on this Makhlek. Is there a Gzeirah that all mind condom is not good, even if it's not true? So the Rabbi gave the answer to Angel of Bamigdash, which is questionable. Is that the Angel of Bamigdash? It doesn't have to do with the Shabbos. It's not so much a call, I call this a Kabbalah. It's the Torah that the Kohen Baruch shouldn't feel better. And he should be more comfortable. Is that called a Torah a Kabbalah? So that's what the some Achrayim give a different answer to the Mordechai answer. Then Kivegi and other Achrayim give a different answer to the Mordechai Stash. They say that ain't Tzvila B'chamu, if Tzvila B'chamu means only if it's hot Yatzo lettuce. That's the idea of lettuce.
Lukewarm.
But if it's just to take out the chill, it's slightly lukewarm, that wouldn't be a violation of Tzvila B'chamu.
That's what
the reason is. Rabuni said to somebody, why don't they go to the bank, say some echo? Rakimi said that salmon... Rabuni said, afraid of catching a cold, so let him go to Beis HaMerchot. So Rakimi said, Beis HaMerchot is not good at salmon, and one day is salmon is never So he said, I don't agree with you. I held that even my shulim is also good. But what the Rishonim understood, those Rishonim understood in Achim that Kamen is never good, even if it's not my shulim, that's only Kamen, like a Beis HaMerchot, with Sake Ahat, getting hot. But it was just that you put in the kilom roll, they put in the kilom roll, they got the chill, and the Vegas said, and that wouldn't be Kamen. But I'm going to go to That's eight of the Rebbe said, that'll be good for the Beit HaMikdash. If they got like a sticker, it wasn't hard, it just took out the chair. But for now, a lot of times the Mikvah is Mamashah. So our Mikvah probably depends on the Machloike, it's always saying, on Masha. We mix, we pass it along, and then it's... The beginning of Parshas Vayechi, the Parshas sounds like Yankov Avinu tells his children that they should all gather together, and before he's about to die, he had a Mashuach Ruach HaKodesh, and he wants to tell him, Eifah Shei Kretzim Yachlis HaYomit, and the Gemara, the Medrash, the Gemara, the Medrash, the Medrash, and he wanted to leave the Gemara to them when the Kate, when Mashiach is going to come, the Kate HaYomit, and then the Gemara says, in the Stalka HaMenu Shechino, and he didn't understand, and then he doesn't say a word about Mashiach. Well, the Brocha is different, Musa, Brocha, everything, doesn't say about Mashiach.
So the mother asks, what happened to the door? So maybe the children got away, they went there, and maybe they stole. What is it? The school? So then the first one is mother say that the Pasuk says, Fed Hashem the Yireya. If this is the meaning of a start to say when the Kei Tayyaman is going to be. That the children are not such Yirei Shemayim, so it's not proper to be Nidal start to them. The mother has a lotion, because the mom's stuff, in fact, has a lotion. It's not on the same daf, and a different daf is talking. The mother has a lotion about the different dinim that a man will be Yami Ha'aretz. The one of the dinim is that Ein Nidal and Loi Sol. You're not permitted to tell them, say this Ha'aretz. A little bit of knowledge will be the culture. It's better natural not to culture. This is in the Seder Sater, one Mashiach is going to come. So he thought maybe there's a still desire. And then he told him, oh, that Maisel Hashem 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 that they all believe in Aspas Hashem, they all swim. Shem, and then Maisel Shiksen, and she told the mitzvahs, whatever, the Shevet mitzvahs, and this meal, whatever it is to keep the teeth. So then he realized that it's not because there's a full desire that they're not ready for the sword. Rather, this is one of the things that the Rebbeinu Shimon doesn't want to be in the Kala, when the Kei Tayyaman is going to be. Like the Sufi says, in Daniel. And Daniel says, when the Kei Tayyaman is going to be. And then he writes himself, and his Nebuah is Hazvan, Chasumen, Eshumen. No one will know to the Kei Tayyaman when the Kei is. How to calculate the Kei. And all of the Rebbeinu on Daniel, everyone gave a different Kashim, all the Kashim are wrong. No one knows. It's so Chasum, Eshumen, but no one knows Arayam Hazeh, what the Pshat is. So why talk that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants it to be like that, that everything should be so Chasum? It's interesting that Leiter Shach has in his paper an interesting comment. Yes, Rav Dov al Akasha, yes, the Victor of Akasha, that the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel, in the 14 Shlomim, the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, the 14 Sharoshim, 14 Shlomim as to what you count as a Mitzvah, what you don't count as a Mitzvah, and which Mitzvahs are counted as one, Lam says are not counted as one Mitzvah. And counted as one Mitzvah, you don't count, first they say, where they say it's counted as one Mitzvah, and sometimes you count things as two Mitzvahs. And the Rambam disagrees with some of the songs. So one of the Rambam's quality is that the only chance is a mitzvah, and this time I have it for a verse. But the mitzvah is going to be everlasting. It's only the Hayroh Shor, it's only going to last for a while, not going to last forever, so that's only the Hayroh Shor, it's not counted as a mitzvah. So above the Akasha, that the Rambam can't be mitzvah ben Muna. It's the first of the Tayyab mitzvah. So yes, that Emunah only applies when there's no Yediyah. If I don't manage to have Yediyah, then it's not trapped out of Emunah. But the Pasuk says in Yishai, that's what's in love, and Allah has there, Hashem, Kamayim, or Yom HaChatzim. That everything will be closer to God. Everything will be so clear. There's going to be a Yediyah, so there won't be any room for Emunah at that time. The concept of the Emunah of Mashiach, there won't be any Mitzvah Emunah. The Mitzvah Emunah is only a temporary Mitzvah, a couple of thousand years. But that should also be called the Hayroh Shor. That's the Rabbah, that's the Rabbah, the Shem Rabchayim. That if you have a mitzvah, there's not going to be way with Moita Mashiach, that they only call the Hayroh Shor. Even though there's a wrong Shor, Shor Aruka, that's called the Hayroh Shor. That's how it's oriented in the Chassinah, the Tzlach Tashin, the Chassinah Tashin. Why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechir, Tzitzir, Mitzrayim every day? The Rambam only counts the mitzvah of Tzitzir, Tzitzir, Mitzrayim, Alal Pesach. But the mitzvah of Zechir, Tzitzir, Mitzrayim, Bechol Yoyim, Bechol Laila, that the Rambam doesn't count. So there are different answers why. The Rav Chaim gave the Teretz because the Rambam passed from Lashatan at the end of the first Teretz, so there won't be noise with Moshe Mashiach. So therefore it's called the Hayroh Shor, because it's not noise with Teretz, so therefore it's not the Shem. So Moshe Shach has to work with Emunah. Emunah will also only be noise up until Moshe Mashiach and Mariah. So the Rambam said, you have to say that even though it says in the Noah Yishai, Molech, Yerach Hashem, Shamayim, Ayam Echad, and everything will be closed, but it's a little toned down. You have to take it a little bit with a grain of salt. Not exactly. Not everything will be so floor and so boneless and so butter. We still have to, that's the half tone, daf and uncle, Mr. Yamuna. We still have to rely on what the Rebbeinu Shalom told us that it's not. That's what the Gemara says over here, that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want that everything should be so floor. He doesn't want that we should always have a Ruach HaKodesh and a Nebuah, we should go to a Mekubal and he should tell us what's in store in the future and what's going to happen and when we're going to make money and we should invest in this and do this and marry this girl and go here and there. He wants that everything, a lot of things should be Chasum and Asum, and things should be Chasum, things should be Chasum. Not only the case of Yom, a lot of things in life should be Chasum and Chasum when a person is going to die. He wants that it's not healthy, that a person should know when he's going to die. It's better that he should know. It's better that there should be a challenge in life that the person should have to try to figure out on his own. Based on the stake is, what is the right direction to do? What field he should go into? Not that Achdi should Rebbe should tell him, you should become our plumber. You should become our rabbi. You should do this. Do not have this. It's better that a lot of things should be done. That may be another thing. Could be.
But that's the challenge of life, that there should be things that should be chasam and chasam, and people should work on that. It doesn't mean that that because it's chasam and chasam, that every mishugana has the right to stay on its own. As we have in our generation, the halacha, a lot of times there are things that are tumen in halacha, and hashkafa, there are things that are tumen. Everyone holds that I can stay on my own, I can give shots, I can pass the halacha, and I can give the hashkafa, like Perach Kalvino said, Kolei Kum Tikashim, everybody said that I've seen it, we all have a messy Hashem Alakacha, so we can all interpret the Torah just the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not correct, that's true. Doesn't mean everything should be chot and esafim, so that every nar should say whatever he wants. Like the Rosh says, if you want to say, I got lost in nar and nar of Pashte, that every nar has his own shot. every idiot should say his own shot in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and say whatever he wants. No. But the two should be two and a half tumen, that should be the challenge of life, to try to work it out. And that's what, yeah, originally, Yankel Avinah didn't realize that. He felt that, let me tell the children on the case, so Yankel will see. And the Baruch Shalom told him, no. Yes, that a lot of nation things in life should be left to Tzadon HaChasson, to leave this as a challenge for the Klal Yisrael, to try to figure out how to act, what to say, how to be Mavar, what the damage is, how to be Mavar, what to do when you're not sure what to do.